Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Curtis Samuel, Terrell Bernard, and Dwayne Carter all will be ruled out and miss this game. The rest will practice in some capacity today, and we'll see how it goes leading up to the game.
With Terrell, is this for the personal or the ankle?
No, ankle. Yeah, ankle. Yeah.
Is he back with the team?
He's back with the team, yes.
Dwayne, did he have a setback? He's been limited this week, so just kind of...
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, it was... We were trying to see how he was able to deal with things. You know, he's going to end up having to get surgery, so he'll be out multiple weeks. Will he go on IR is probably your next question. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I know he's the mash. Yeah, so we'll just see where that goes. There's a good chance of that, Joe. I don't know if we're there yet, but there's a good chance of that.
Thank you for addressing me on that. about the same thing with Curtis Samuel?
Yeah.
Does he have any chance of going out?
I don't think so. It may be more than 1 week. We're just taking it just 1 week at a time. So, yeah, that's where we're at.
John, this isn't going to be the first time Baylen has to come in and step up with Terrell. So what have you liked from when Baylen's been in that position and he's had to step up? What have you seen that has kind of given you guys the confidence to know that he'll still be able to go out there and execute?
Right. I mean, Baylen's a good football player. He's been with this a number of years. He has stepped in early in the year. There was a few weeks there where TB was out there. So I thought he did a real nice job for us, leading the defense, the communication piece that goes with that middle linebacker position. Playing at Clemson, he's played in big environments before, and so I thought he's to this point has handled it extremely well and would anticipate the same moving forward.
Back on Dwayne, you know, having to get surgery for a rookie to kind of have that, you know, he was doing well getting his playing time to have that kind of injury come up. Just what do you do, you know, talk to a rookie like that when he's going through a setback?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a mental health component for every one of us, you guys included, and players, young and old. In this case, a young player that, you know, you get to a certain point in the season and you're not used to this long of a stretch, even for a player that's healthy, of hey, you've got preseason before that training camp and then into the regular season, which is we're almost, you know, somewhat around halfway. It gets long for some of these young guys. In this case, for DC, it's some adversity early on in his career. But, you know, and I've said this earlier this morning, that perseverance is really about a number of smaller, shorter windows of situations that you go through, right? Most of the time. And so this is a small window for him that he'll have to push through. And I'm sure he's confident that he can do it. I'm sure done it before in his career.
John, with Zion being more of a one in your system, does that kind of push Austin into that primary backup role to add?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, just body type wise, DC was the other somewhat of a three technique. But I say that, you know, DQ's been able to go over there and do some of that in Ed's absence. You know, DC, as I said, was a three and a one. so we have that some of the flexibility. Zion's more of a one, as you mentioned. So, that's definitely a consideration.
How has Zion been able to adapt to the playbook so quickly with probably a little bit more of an opportunity here, too?
Yeah, he's got great intangibles. Sed knows him well, being at Georgia, and so we were able to get some background, and along with Brandon and the scouting staff and their background through the process of the draft, and so we felt pretty good about that. It's just more on a week-to-week basis. How Zion is improving. He's new to our system. And, you know, we feel very good about him and encouraged and excited to work with him as we go through the weeks here and move forward.
Sean, with Matt, what is kind of the ramp up look like for him whenever he gets there?
Yeah, good question. I really haven't gotten there yet. We had some discussions, I would say, Joe, over the last week or two with Nate, Brandon, myself, and Nate, and our doctors of potentially when. I mean, they're working behind the scenes every day, but just when he shows up on the grass and what that looks like, and what the week or two when we get him out there in that window that you open up for the player to return off of IR. So, if I commented, I'd be maybe not being accurate as to what that looks like and exactly when that's going to happen. But there is a vision for it. It's just a matter of when we have that next conversation, really.
Does it almost help the fact that it's not a lower body injury and he can get himself kind of up to wind, so to speak?
Yeah, potentially. I'm not a doctor. I got a lot of upper body injuries and it doesn't help me. So, but I would hope for him it helps him. Yeah.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.